We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Jamie Eisenberg is the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com, and we love Jamie. We would never forget him. Hi, Jamie.
2 weeks in a row, man. This is impressive.
We got our act together. Now, before we get to the fantasy football questions, we got to do headlines with Solana, and I thought you might enjoy it, Jamie. Would that be okay with you?
The more I get to hear the three of your voices, the happier I am.
Oh, wow. Look at that. He's a sweet talker. All right. Give us headlines here quickly, Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The Heat are in Chicago tonight, 8 p.m. tip-off. No Justice Winslow or Derek Jones Jr. They didn't travel with the team. Miami will play back-to-back tomorrow in Philadelphia.
Okay, anything else?
FIU-UM, 7 p.m. tomorrow. Canes, 21-point favorites at Marlins Park.
Very excited for that game. What else?
Panthers versus Canes tomorrow night on the ice.
Wow, look at that.
Panthers in Carolina, 7 p.m. tomorrow on after a big come-from-behind win yesterday over the Anaheim Mighty Ducks.
Tremendous victory. Anytime you want to weigh in, Jamie, by the way, you're more than welcome to.
I just wanted to ask Channing if he watched any good college basketball games.
Oh, that's cute. Little Florida Gator fans.
Is it cute?
Yeah, it's
we
very
drug
cute.
Y'all ass. How
very
about that?
Very cute. If a basketball game happens at noon, did it really happen? All right, what else you got, Solana?
Finally, bars in Italy are starting to use pasta straws to eliminate plastic waste.
You know, I've seen that in the United States.
Pasta.
Yeah, so, you know, like pasta that's got what kind of pasta would be
maybe
hollow?
Like little linguine.
No, it wouldn't be linguine.
Like, I know penne is, but it's
right,
short,
but it would have to be
like a long,
be a long penne.
Penne
pasta. Yeah,
you wouldn't know anything about
but
that.
Linguine.
He's dumb as a rock, Jamie.
He's one of those guys that you don't ever want to put him right on the spot because it's not going to work out well.
Or maybe you do want to put him on the spot.
I was certain he was going to say ravioli.
A little tortellini.
All right, you got anything else, Solana? You got weather?
Yeah, weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now, it is not raining, neither inside nor outside, Jamie, just
fantastic.
In case you're wondering.
Excellent.
If you can suck juice through linguine, boy, you got something going. You should change your profession.
I got a couple ideas.
You're the one talking about penne.
What else?
For the best poker promotions in SoFla, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Come win your share of $350,000 in monthly high-hand giveaways. That's more than $10,000 a day in high hands. Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com.
All right. If you have a fantasy football question for Jamie Eisenberg, he is the fantasy football guru from CBSSports.com. He's on the line right now. You could line it up 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. Does anybody have any questions here locally before I go to the phone calls? Do you have any for your own team?
Yeah, but Jamie, is Odell Beckham Jr. a start every week? Because he's getting on my damn nerves.
I would start him this week with the utmost confidence.
Yes.
you know, obviously, you know he's playing.
What about
22 targets the last 2 weeks. You know, they've been trying. They really have. And,
okay.
You know, again, it's been a tough schedule. Buffalo, Pittsburgh the last 2 weeks. He's going to go nuts this week against the Dolphins.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
and we said it. It's Nick Needham. He's
right.
Gonna,
Nick Needham is the star of the secondary.
He really is.
Do you have any fantasy football questions, Solana?
Yeah. Jamie, is there any upside to having Chad Henne on my bench this Sunday?
He believes Chad Henne, if given a chance, would have been good.
Well, he was given a chance.
That's what I said. He had numerous chances.
I got a good one for you. Start plastic straws. Sit linguine.
Say that again?
Start plastic straws, sit Linguini.
Ah, there you go. Start the plastic straws, sit Linguini this week. We'll get back to him next week.
He's sucking Victor, juice through Linguini.
Victor and Kendall, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg. What do you got?
Hey, Jamie. Jamie, Baker Mayfield or Captain Interception, Jameis Winston?
Man, does that guy throw INTs.
I think both guys actually should be good. Jameis actually has a very good track record against the Falcons, but, you know, it's the Dolphins. I think you can see Baker go off. So I like Baker Mayfield a lot this week.
Mike in Sunrise, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg. Go ahead, Mike.
I did want to confirm with the weather report, it is not raining outside.
Oh, we appreciate that.
No problem. One running back and one flex between Coleman, Scarborough, Mixon, and Tate. And then also, ranking of my team name is Feeling Good with a picture of Mike Tyson.
Feeling Good?
Feeling Good,
right,
with a picture of Mike
That's
Tyson.
Funny, because he lisps. I like that. I like Solana's team name, Henny Given Sunday. I like that. Feeling Good, though, is funny as well.
You got to be a little bit cautious when people start to say their fantasy team names, because it could get really, really dicey. you got an interesting group of guys there. I think Mixon probably and Coleman are your best bets, but Scarborough's very intriguing because he's, you know, scored last week, 14 carries. He should get an opportunity to get 15-plus carries this week against a Washington defense at that. But if he doesn't score, I think it'll be a little bit tough for him. So I just played safe and go with Coleman and Mixon.
But Feeling Good doesn't make sense because people with lisps don't mess up an F. They mess up S's.
Feeling Good. Feeling.
He'll say
right.
Feeling.
He wouldn't say Feeling Good. Right.
No.
Huh.
And hopefully he has Adam Thielen on his team.
I hope so.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. You're right.
I have a Mike Tyson Christmas shirt that says Merry Christmas.
Right, because it's an S.
It's an S.
Yeah,
sorry,
you're
sir.
Right. Yeah, it's a terrible team name,
we
sir.
We amped your head up. No, we retract that statement.
Sorry. Ron in Miami, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great show, guys. Hey,
thank you.
This is really quick. Wentz or Donald, I have Jones from Tampa or Atlanta with Hill. Are those...
I played Darnold. I think he's going to have a better opportunity than Wentz. We'll find out who has, you know, which of the receivers for the Eagles are playing with Jeffrey and Aguilar banged up. It sounds like they're both going to be there, but Darnold has such an easy matchup against the Raiders. And then I would probably go Hill over Jones. They're both playing each other. It's not an easy matchup either way, but I think they're just going to get a better opportunity for Atlanta to score against the Tampa Bay defense.
Chris in Miami. Go ahead. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg, Chris.
Hey, Jamie. Thanks for taking my call. Quick question, Gurley or Kareem Hunt and Cleveland's defense or New England's defense?
The defenses are close. The fact that the Eagles don't have Lane Johnson, their offense is going to be a little bit dicey. So I think they're probably a little bit safer at home. I'm sorry, I got confused. So the Eagles are Patriots defense?
Yeah, he said Patriots defense, or yeah. Browns.
Oh, Patriots or Browns. Why am I thinking that the Eagles are not playing the Patriots? That was last week. I'd probably go with the Browns defense there. And then I think you look at I'm blanking on the first
you
question.
Okay?
I was waiting to do
You all right? You need a breather?
I'm good.
Listen, the headlines can throw anyone off. The first segment of the hour is always a crapshoot.
For whatever reason, I thought the Patriots were playing the Eagles.
Well, they did last week. You were very close.
Yes. The first one was Gurley Hunt.
Oh, Gurley Hunt. Yeah, go with Gurley over Hunt. I do like Kareem Hunt in PPR, but I think Gurley showed something last week, and hopefully they build off that.
In case you were doubting it, he's an expert, CBSSports.com, fantasy football expert, Jamie Eisenberg. Jonathan, go ahead. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank
hey,
you.
Jamie, I got at receiver, if Davante Adams doesn't go, should I start Josh Gordon, or I see in my league I got Devontae Parker is available, or do you have another sleeper at receiver I should go with? Thanks.
I mean, the first thing you should do is drop Gordon and pick up Parker, because Parker's been much better than Josh Gordon, probably will be the rest of the way. So have him on your team. But I think Davante Adams is going to play. I think he'll be fine. If they try to single him up one-on-one on Richard Sherman, he's going to beat him all day. So Adams is a top 10 receiver as long as he's healthy.
One of the new features at this radio station is that when the lines light up, the actual caller ID comes up where I can see it, and line one is Charles Clay. I don't know if it's the tight end or not, but
pick it up, Charles.
It's Charles Clay. Josh in Boca. Go ahead, Josh. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg. Hello?
I will go with Charles Clay.
Hello?
I told you to go with Charles Clay.
Is that actually Charles Clay, Solana?
No, it's Lewis and Boca.
All right. Lewis, go ahead. I think I know who you really are, though. Go ahead, Lewis. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, guys. Thank you. Thank you, Jamie.
What up,
quick question. I have Amari Cooper, and I'm afraid with New England's defense, but I did pick up Brandon Cooks. Do I start Brandon Cooks over Amari?
Yeah, they both have tough matchups. They both really have tough matchups, and I would just stick with Amari Cooper. You know, we'll see how the Patriots are going to play them. Will they put Gilmore on Cooper and try and maybe double Gallup? Will they put Gilmore on Gallup and try and double Cooper? But you're looking at that Ravens secondary, and it's really a play against Jared Goff. He's just not playing very well right now, so I would stick with Cooper against the Patriots, even though it's not going to be easy for him.
You can follow Jamie Eisenberg on Twitter. It's Jamey Eisenberg, and he'll be happy to answer your fantasy football questions. Now, one of the reasons that we bring him on is not just to ask, you know, Gurley or Hunt. Like, it's other things. He is a very good arbiter of all things in the world. Anything in the world, Jamie will give you a definitive decision, you know, linguine or plastic straws or whatever. Like, he's always got a take. So you're not going to be on with – I'm warning you now. You're not going to be on with us next week. Don't text us. We're all off for most of the days next week. So you're not going to be on with us next week.
I don't know how I survive.
Can you acknowledge that you've understood that and heard that from me?
Yes, of course.
All right, okay. You got very sensitive a couple of weeks ago when we didn't call you.
I didn't get sensitive. I was just asking if you needed me.
You were a little sensitive. I saw sensitivity.
Again, you know, I worry. You're almost 60, so it's, you know,
I turned 50 on Sunday. Are you going to text me on my birthday?
Of course. I'll wish you a happy 75th birthday. Hope you're okay.
This Jamie Eisenberg. So anyway, we're going to miss you for Thanksgiving week. So here are my either-ors for Thanksgiving. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Oven-roasted turkey or deep-fried turkey?
Deep-fried turkey.
Right. We're talking about, I mean, taste. There. I mean, it's not even a comparison, right?
And juiciness?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it is the best. Sweet potato pie for dessert or sweet potato pie as a side dish?
Yes.
No, you can't do both. Well,
I'm kind of with James.
So you're starting both. You're starting both this week.
Put them both in. Got the flex.
All right, you got
got potato.
So you're
going to
flex sweet potato pie as a side.
I'll go as a side.
Okay. Dinner rolls or like flaky biscuits?
Dinner rolls.
Dinner rolls over the biscuits. Interesting. White meat or dark meat?
Get it right, Jeremy.
Yes. No, it's got to be one or the other.
I go white meat.
Yeah, of course. Tastiest meat. Tastiest meat.
What'd you say again?
The white meat. Do you mash up all your food on a plate where, you know, the mashed potatoes has a little bit of the turkey went in, some of the gravy and some green bean casserole? Or do you separate everything so that none of the food touches, and if you take a forkful of green bean casserole, that's all you want? You don't want anything else on it.
I like to sometimes be surprised and forget what I put on my plate, so I like to mash it all up.
Yeah, I like to mash it all up as well.
I like the military plate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like take a scoop and just got some potatoes. It's got some stuffing in there. It's got some of the turkey in there.
Sectioned off.
Raisins, pecans, nuts, mushrooms, that kind of stuff in the stuffing, or just bread stuffing, leave all the stuff out of it?
Yeah, leave the stuff out of it. Don't get too crazy.
I agree.
Mushrooms and nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, people do that.
Really?
Yeah, people do that. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Terrible.
Just stuffing. That's it. Just the bread. Football game. Is it always on during Thanksgiving, or does the TV get shut off during the actual eating of the meal?
I get the benefit of playing my job card.
Ah,
you know,
so it has to
like
be
when anybody says, no, we got to turn the TV, I go, no. No.
I'm working. Uncle Jamie is working. No.
That's right.
No. What do you do, Crowder? You turn the TV off or it always stays on?
It's not even on. My wife runs my house.
No Thanksgiving Day games on.
Now, I gotta sneak in again the little playroom to watch TV, and the volume has to be off.
Finally, a question that the Pilgrims would answer on Thanksgiving: Kenny G or Pusha T?
I mean, well, you were a Pilgrim. I mean, you're old enough, right? So,
there's always a reason we didn't call you a couple of weeks ago.
Well, you forgot because you're old.
No, because you're an a-hole.
I was trying to find some linguine straws.
Kenny G or Pusha T?
It's always Pusha T. You
always,
never go wrong with
always
Pusha T.
Always Pusha T. Have a great Thanksgiving, Jamie.
Pusha turkey? Pusha turkey?
Hey, Pusha some turkey over to me, please. Thank you, Jamie. Follow me on Twitter at Jamie Eisenberg. Thank you. That is Jamie. Oh, sorry. Hold on. Did you have something else to say? I already put you on hold.
I just said happy Thanksgiving, guys.
There you go. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody from Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. Are you in any fantasy leagues this year or no?
No, I'm helping my buddy with one. That's why I asked about Odell Beckham. Oh. Much, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
The one fell through at the station.
Yeah, there's no one here to organize it anymore.
What was it?
David Wolfman.
Wolfman left, and we don't know how to do fantasy
anymore.
To
handle it. You're in just that one league that you're doing terrible in?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you are?
I'm not doing terrible. I'm a two-game win streak away from missing the playoffs.
How many people are in the league?
12.
What place are you in?
10th.
Not doing so. What would be terrible? 11th or 12th?
No, I mean 11th or 12th would be worse than 10th.
I didn't ask what would be worse. I just asked you what would be defined as terrible.
The point is, I'm a two game win streak away.
No, don't okay, Florida Panthers. The last three seasons, like you're doing terrible in the league. Who's your quarterback? Chad Henne. There you go. Now you understand.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.